Step up listening. Unit 1. Radio interviews. Listening for the gist.
Picture A.
A. They're going up the steps. B. They're using electronics. C. They're framing pictures. D. They're arranging photographs.Picture B.
A. He's replacing lenses. B. He's wearing headphones. C. He's exchanging cameras. D. He's focusing microscopes. Picture C.
A. They're sweeping the stairs. B. They're talking in the building.C. They're recording an event. D. They're shaking hands. Picture D.
A. They're assembling the microphone. B. They're buying raincoats outdoors. C. They're staring across the equipment. D. They're putting on their suit ties.
Mini dialogues. Picture A. Jane, we have breaking information for our viewers. Hobson Bender Corporation has bought Huang Company for $236 million.
What a big surprise, Robert. No one expected it.
That's right. The CEO of Hobson Bender is coming out of the headquarters now. Let's switch to our camera crew on the ground there.
What are the speakers talking about?
Picture B. Hi, Maria. I'm about to introduce this amazing new toothpaste, Smile Bright One.
Sounds interesting. My regular toothpaste leaves my teeth looking a bit dirty.
Smile Bright One uses a unique chemical. That's why I use it myself. Okay, Samuel, zoom the camera in on me so everyone at home can see just how white their teeth can be.
What are the speakers doing?Picture C. This morning, I'm standing outside Grover Corporation talking to CEO Juan Rodriguez. Good morning, Mr. Rodriguez.
Good morning, Kelly. Thanks for having me here.
So please tell us how you've done so well this year. Your sales are up 27%.
Who is the woman talking to?
Picture D.Isn't that a reporter from one of the local news channels?
Yes, he called me at work saying he wanted to ask me a few questions about the new merger.
Good luck speaking with him.
What does the reporter want to question the man about?
Dialogue.
Good morning, and welcome to today's edition of Breakfast Cafe. I'm your host, Katie Selmer. It's a lovely morning here in Cranfield, and I hope everyone's enjoying it as much as I am. I'm sure that on a sunny day like this, a lot of you feel like jumping on your bicycle and taking a little ride somewhere, maybe around the park, or for the more adventurous of you,out into the mountains. My guest in the studio today went a little further than that. In fact, he's just returned from a 2-year trip cycling around the world. I'd like to welcome Grant Harper. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, Katie.
Grant, did you also cycle to the studio today?
Of course. It's only 20 miles away from my house.
20 miles?And you still have enough breath to talk? Amazing. So, Grant, first of all, tell us why you decided to cycle around the world.
Well, after I graduated from university, I got a job in a bank. After 2 years working there, I was going crazy. I knew I had to make a big break from that life. I'd always wanted a big adventure, and I've always been a really keen cyclist, so the decision was really quite easy.
What was the hardest part? Was it the mountains or the deserts?
Well, of course, cycling in those parts of the world is tough, but what I found hardest was the waiting.
What kind of waiting?
Well, sometimes I had to cross from one continent to another, for example, from South Africa to South America. I didn't have enough money for an air ticket or even a regular boat ticket, so I had to go to a port and look for a cargo ship that would take me as a passenger.
I see. And what was the longest you had to wait?
When I wanted to cross from Japan to Siberia, I had to wait more than a week. And Japan is an expensive place to stay.
Anyway, you got to Siberia eventually. What was it like cycling through Russia?
Comprehension questions. 1. Why is Katie surprised? 2. Why did Grant decide to cycle around the world? 3. What did Grant find the toughest part cycling around the world? 4. Further reading. One of the most famous radio shows ever broadcast was aired on October 30, 1938. Orson Welles, the American actor and director, produced a radio drama based on the science fiction novel War of the Worlds. In a normal radio drama, actors in the studio read their dialogue with occasional sound effects in the background. Welles took a revolutionary new approach. He presented the story in a series of authentic-sounding news flashes and interviews to make it sound as if an invasion by creatures from Mars was actually taking place. Actors pretending to be radio reporters gave detailed descriptions of extraterrestrial creatures killing people and destroying buildings as they advanced toward New York. The public had never heard of a drama presented so realistically before. In fact, the adaptation was so realistic that many people actually thought it was really a news broadcast. Newspapers carried reports of hundreds of thousands of panicking people packing up their cars and trying to escape. These reports are now thought to be exaggerated, but there is no doubt that Orson Welles' War of the Worlds made history and created a sensation.